This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition, Memorial Day edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. Thank you very much for tuning in and chiming in. We've had a lot of people chiming in tonight from all across the country. And special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our Border Patrol, and 911 dispatchers for your service to America, and thank you for keeping us free and safe. Now, to all the people working on the Third Watch on this Memorial Day, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, construction workers, and the bulk mail centers who won't be sorting mail today, but those long-haul drivers will be bringing the mail trailers in and dropping them off. Thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now, we have Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, is with us today, and thank you very much for coming on and doing this.
Oh, good morning. I'm glad to be here.
All right. Time to say the pledge, and then we'll get rolling. You ready?
Let's do it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, today is Memorial Day. It means a lot of things to a lot of different people. But how about sharing some of the memories that you have about Memorial Day? Because I know we talked about this yesterday, and you had a couple of really good ones.
Well, Memorial Day for me is very special because, first of all, we are remembering and giving thanks for those who gave the ultimate sacrifice for us so that we could remain and be a nation of freedom and liberty and justice for all. And a couple of the memories for me are go back to childhood. And even in school, Memorial Day was a very special time. Us students were taken to what was called Lakeview Cemetery in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where a lot of your great heroes are buried there. President Garfield and many other famous people from the 19th century. And what we did as students, and we were taught how to place the flags on the graves of soldiers there. Many soldiers are buried there.
Yeah.
From World War One, and we would go there and do this every year as students. And they would read to us and talk to us about many of the heroic battles that went on. And we also did things in school concerning the World War Two.
Mm-hmm.
We would go down to the USS Cod on Cleveland's lakefront, which is a memorial there. It's a submarine that did some fantastic runs during that great conflict, during that great war. And we would go on the USS Cod every year and salute the soldiers there. And it was just an incredible experience. And what saddens me, Captain, when I think about that, is that many students today do not have the opportunity to learn about what Memorial Day really means.
Mm-hmm.
and the history of it, because we know that it started out, it was called, in the beginning, Decoration Day.
Yeah.
And, you know, by the time I came along, okay, it was called Memorial Day.
You remember why it was called Decoration Day?
Because they would decorate, it was about decorating the graves.
Yeah, but this all started in the South. And, of course, in the South, the flowers bloomed in the spring, and it was very beautiful. So they wanted to honor not only the Union soldiers that were buried in large cemeteries in the South, but the Confederate soldiers. And they did it when the flowers were in bloom.
Yes, they honored both.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was...
And we still do. We still do today, even though there's some people that don't believe it, but we do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I think this is something that should be reinstated in schools, because one thing, if our country does not continue to pass down giving honor to those who gave the ultimate sacrifice, that is another part of that unraveling of our society. And it's something that needs to be reinstituted in our schools, along with patriotism in general.
Well, I have something I want to play here very quickly. I think I got just enough time to do it. It's 1 minute of Ronald Reagan in one of the most famous Memorial Day speeches ever given.
Okay. Memorial Day is a day of ceremonies and speeches. Throughout America today, we honor the dead of our wars. We recall their valor and their sacrifices. We remember they gave their lives so that others might live. When he spoke at a ceremony at Gettysburg in 1863, President Lincoln reminded us that through their deeds, the dead have spoken more eloquently for themselves than any of the living ever could, and that we're living could only honor them by rededicating ourselves to the cause for which they so willingly gave a last full measure of devotion.
Okay, that was Ronald Reagan, and that was back in the day, and it was 1984, and one of the most memorable things he ever did.
Man, no one said it like the Gipper, tell you.
All right, well, hold that thought, because here comes the break, and I got to take a break here, because the music is coming in here. But anyway, I'll be right back with more with Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And don't forget, today is Memorial Day 2019, 3 p.m., the magic hour. Stop whatever you're doing. Take 1 minute, 60 seconds of your day, and fondly remember those who gave all so that you could be standing where you're standing.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and this portion of the program is brought to you by our good friends at the David E. Garrett Jewelers store, because David E. Garrett Jewelers is one of the premier custom designers in the country, and they've got vintage pieces made from the 1880s and newer on display right now, and you can find out more by going to their website, David E. Garrett, and Garrett is spelled G-A-R-R-E-T-T, DavidEGarrettJewelers.com. Take a look at what they have. Now, they can also repair your favorite piece of jewelry. They can build you just about anything that you want. They can make it for you. And you can also, if you've got some of that gold, you can find out what it's worth. And if you want to sell some of the gold that you have, they'll buy that from you too. So, their phone number, first of all, 937-325-3680. That's 937-325-3680. They also offer a 10% discount on all jewelry sales to military personnel, and they are a jeweler that you can trust. Fine craftsmanship with gold, platinum, silver, and diamonds. David E. Garrett Jewelers. That's David E. Garrett Jewelers.com. Phone number again, 937-325-3680. And they are a proud sponsor of the Captain's America Third Watch and the Edwards Notebook. Now, Ron Edwards is here with us from the Edwards Notebook. Hello again, sir.
Hello there.
Now, when I heard Nancy Pelosi mention the words cover up, and asked the Trump aides and his family for an intervention, the first thing that came to my mind was the cover-up by the Democrats and Nancy Pelosi and her cronies. And now, by the way, we know that guess who might have been involved in the early beginnings of all of this? Joe Biden might have been, right up to his eyeballs in all this.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised, because they're all united in the effort to overthrow or stop the Trump administration from advancing. The ideas that Trump is trying to push ahead, and many of the policies that the Trump administration wants to get done in this country, and I would not be surprised.
Well, he's cleaning out D.C. He's getting rid of the swamp. He's getting rid of all these critters that are in there. Creatures, I guess would be a good word for it, right? He's getting rid of all these creatures that are in there that don't have America's best interest at mind. They go there. They line their pockets. They're all part of a little club that's there. And then that's the end of it. We suffer while they savor.
Well, I think many Americans don't understand how close America came to being toppled over by the Democrats. I believe our country would be almost beyond repair had Mrs. Clinton been allowed to win the White House. And this is what the Democrats were pushing for. I think I'm not going to say that is the case 100%, but it looks like it was almost a coup in this country, Democrats. And I think that it does go all the way up to Joe Biden.
I want you and everybody to think about something. The Democrats are students of Saul Alinsky. They absolutely positively are. Hillary Clinton was one of his prized pupils. So wasn't Barack Obama. And by the way, Valerie Jarrett, oh, gee, she came from there, too. So how about all of that? Now, the Democrats, and being that they are students of Saul Alinsky, here is one of the last speeches he ever made, and here is a direct quote from his final speech. And listen to this and tell me if it doesn't apply to today. Quote, look in the mirror. Whatever you see, whatever you've done, blame it on the other guy. End of quote.
That is today.
That's absolutely right. That's exactly what they're doing.
Yes. So they are students of Saul Alinsky. Also, I don't know if you remember a guy named Carol Quigley. He was a professor that taught Bill Clinton, and he had the exact same philosophical base.
Mm-hmm.
And as do most professors today. And if anybody does not think or believe that the Democrats have been or are today trying to overthrow this nation and remove our constitutional limits on government permanently, I've got a bridge to a tropical paradise in Cleveland to sell you.
Yeah, well, they're the party that paid for the fake dossier and then put it in front of a FISA court without disclosing that it was, in fact, paid for by Hillary Clinton and the DNC. They're the party in conspiracy with the deep state. They're the ones who recruited virtually the entire leadership of the FBI, DOJ, and CIA to spy on President Trump's presidential campaign, fix the election, and frame Trump. That's just common knowledge. And by the way, it's going to be proven by the IG's report when it comes out, and the FISA report when it comes out is going to be more damning. There's going to be some people that are going to hit the boats, the slow boats to China. They're going to want to roll their way out of the United States.
Well, speaking of outside of the United States, this is an international affair. I know the British, some British were involved in this, particularly, I believe, it was
Christopher Steele.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this is big. This is huge, folks. And I still believe, and I said this a long time ago, that people in the top of this attempt to overthrow this country.
You mean like Vice President Biden, who was involved in it to begin with?
Yeah, people that are up there at the top are going to be roped into this thing, and bigger heads than many people think are going to fall.
Now, get this. There was a Breitbart story over the weekend that came out based on a Washington Post story of 2017 that was based on a New York Times news story that linked Joe Biden, who was then vice president, to the early closed-door meetings that were held about the spying on the Trump campaign. How do you like that?
Well, I don't like it, but I'm not surprised, and I think it was there. They're all friends, and they're all working on this thing together.
Sure.
And so, yeah, I believe it. I honestly do, and I would just call it down, down and dirty treason. I think Liz Cheney is onto something, and she believes that the William Barr's investigation of the origins of the FBI's Russia probe. You know, we have to think that it could have been like a coup and could very well be treason. And I agree with her. We all think that this is treason. So this is going to be very interesting in the months ahead. And the thing is that we have to continue to put our representatives' feet to the fire.
Mm-hmm.
The Republicans who say they're conservative, who say they're on our side, we have to keep their feet to the fire to make sure that they don't let up.
Mm-hmm.
once more details start coming out, that justice has to prevail here.
Now, I want to thank you very much for being a guest today. I want to squeeze in your Edwards notebook, so I'm going to play that right now. But thank you very much for coming on the program today.
I just want to say something real quick.
You got 10 seconds.
God bless America, and may America bless God.
All right, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Absolutely.
All right.
Take care.
Ron Edwards, the Edwards notebook guy, and guess what? Here is his latest Edwards notebook right here. Coming right up. Right about now. I'm just waiting for this to open. It's slower than I am. Here we go. Come on, Ron.
I thought government schools were declared off-limits to religious instruction, yet Islam is being taught in schools throughout America. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, Yeshua is not even allowed to be mentioned in government schools. The leftist controllers say that they do not want to force Christianity or Judaism on students. Yet government school educators from Maine to California compel students to promote Islamic beliefs to one another in class. Allegedly, in a class in Charles County Government Schools and elsewhere, students in world history class have been instructed to believe that the Islamic religion is a fact, while Christianity and Judaism are mere beliefs. Educators commonly use definitive words when teaching from the Quran, while they use indefinite terms to simply describe the teachings of the Bible or Torah. If it were not for the principles enumerated in both Christianity and Judaism, the liberties you enjoy would be non-existent. There would not be the concept of unalienable rights and equal opportunities for all. If you refuse to believe me, try being Christian, black, or Jewish in a country, city, province, or state dominated by Islamists who don't believe in equal rights or opportunities for women, blacks, Christians, or Jews. I'm Ron Edwards. Join me Fridays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific on AmericaMatters.us.
And by the way, this is sponsored by the jewelry company, which, by the way, I want to tell you, we really appreciate the fact that we have our jewelers, David E. Garrett Jewelers, that check them out on their website, DavidEGarrettJewelers.com. They sponsor that for him. And we're coming right back with the sports quarterback. That would be Patrick Hyland. And Patrick Hyland is going to be talking about the big things that happened yesterday. We had the Indianapolis 500. We had the Coca-Cola 600. Gosh, baseball is going to be taking the place of everything here because getting down to the nitty-gritty with the NHL finals. And not to forget about the fact that we've also got the NBA finals coming up here. So there you go. And now you know the rest of the story. More when we come back, right after this bottom of the hour break.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. Our police whining that we just have to get people out to vote.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The search for survivors and cleanup is continuing after a monster tornado touched down in Oklahoma. The small town of El Reno was hit hard late on Saturday. it demolished a hotel and ripped through a mobile home park. Survivors described the destruction in the town, which is about 25 miles west of Oklahoma City.
I looked out straight out the window, which was busted, and saw my neighbor's trailer rolling over.
When we got up, the whole house was overturned.
El Reno Mayor Matt White.
We can confirm that we've had two deceased, two fatalities, and we've had 29 transfers to different hospitals. So it's a very serious traumatic event.
The residents say the tornado was so fast, they had only a few minutes warning before it hit. Just days ago, the residents of El Reno were battling high water and flooding.
This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows. Pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right, and now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code, SAVE30, sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All right, I want to remind everybody about where I'll be today. I'll be up at Moss Family Chevrolet today from 12 noon to 3 p.m. And at 3 p.m., we're going to stop what we're doing and observe the National Moment of Silence at 3 p.m. for the Memorial Day ceremony and services going on around the country. Now, you'll notice a lot of flags flying at half-mast this morning all across the country. And then at 12 noon, they'll be raised to full-mast. That's in honor of the those that died. And then the rising of the sun is a symbolism of they live eternally in heaven. So that's what that's all about, too, in layman's terms. And by the way, tomorrow I'll be at Mission Barbecue over at 5602 West Waters Avenue. And again, that's another very patriotic place you might want to visit, because every day at 12 noon, including today, I won't be able to be there, though, they play the national anthem, and everybody stops what they're doing, and they all stand there and sing the national anthem or put their hand over their hearts or veterans salute. And that's what we do at the Mission Barbecue every Tuesday at 12 noon. All right, joining us right now, the sports quarterback turned insurance quarterback, vice versa, inside out and backwards, Patrick Hyland. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
Well, when I think of Memorial Day, other than what it means from the military standpoint, my mind immediately goes to the Indianapolis 500.
Yeah, that's amazing you would say that, Captain, because Pagenaud, he won it, and that's the first time in 10 years that the pole position has won the Indy 500. Normally that doesn't occur. So it was an interesting, exciting race. Penske does it again. That guy is Sure puts on a heck of a race team. Got to give the.
Do you know who was number two and three?
You know, I really didn't. You know, it's kind of funny.
I'm just wondering if our local St. Pete guy was up there.
Yeah.
What's his name? Power?
Yeah, Will Power.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. He was one of the favorites to win it, but he didn't come through. But, you know, it's a tough race. I mean, this year it was wide open for anybody to win it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Speaking of wide open, and those are open cars they race, how about the big old stock cars?
That NASCAR was awesome, wasn't it?
I don't know. I didn't see it.
Oh, well, Truex came through and wins the Coca-Cola 600 NASCAR Cup race at Charlotte, North Carolina. And he did it up nice, and it was interesting.
Wait a minute. Did you say Charlotte?
Charlotte.
Well, it's Charlotte, North Carolina.
There you go.
You got to get the North Carolina in there.
North Carolina.
Yeah, because when I spent some time in the military up there, I found out real fast. By the way, that's where I first learned how to say y'all.
Y'all.
No. Y'all.
Y'all. Just
there you go. Y'all. Yep.
That's funny, Cap. That's funny. You got me laughing as always, sir.
We need to have a little laughter on the day today. It's a very solemn day for a lot of people for a lot of reasons. But anyway, and then let's see. Where do you want to go from racing? Do you want to go right to the hockey finals or?
Well, that'll be tonight, Captain, at 8 o'clock. You'll have the St. Louis Blues and the Boston Bruins dropping the puck.
Do you have a favorite?
I'd like to see the Blues win it. The Bruins won it a few years ago, and Boston has been winning a lot of things with the Patriots and the Red Sox. So,
well,
not another place winning. St. Louis
I'm going to go on the record. I'm going to go on the record and take the St. Louis Blues, and here's why. I have an affiliate not very far away, and if I didn't, I'd be run out of town on a rail probably. So, go St. Louis. I don't have one up in Boston yet, but I certainly got one in the St. Louis area.
No, it's funny. That's who I'm taking, and I believe they have a realistic shot, and I'd like to see them pull it off. So it should be very interesting. Jason Powers and I, we do the sports show from 11 to 12 on Thursday.
The ref.
You know, the ref, baby. And
Let's see. We can call this a quarterback and a ref.
There you go. That's funny, boy. Yeah,
I'm just on my A game this morning. Okay, how about let's see, what's the other finals going on? Basketball.
Oh, basketball. Yeah, the Raptors and Golden State's there again. Captain Steve Kerr, what a great coach for the Golden State Warriors. He's doing a fantastic
heck
job.
Heck of a player with Phoenix.
Yep, and the Bulls, too, back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
He was awesome. Well, he was the originator of popping that long shot, little three-point play. So. But the Raptors match up well with them, Captain. A lot of people are thinking Golden State's going to put it on them, but I don't think so. I think they can hang in there. So it's going to be interesting. Two-country final this year.
Where are they playing the first games at?
They're going to be in Toronto. Toronto does have the home field advantage.
All right.
They play very well at home. So I said Golden State in six. So we'll see if that comes to fruition. But Toronto could beat them in seven. We'll see what happens.
It's going to be
interesting.
And then we had baseball.
Oh, man, what a game last night. Atlanta and St. Louis, a lot of Atlanta listeners on your station.
Yeah.
Once in a while.
AM 920, the answer.
Mm-hmm. And, St. Louis, you're right in the heart of it there with your stations up there. The Cardinals are looking better. The Braves and Cardinals, people don't think they're going to be able to finish it out. I think they are. So we're going to see if that comes to fruition or not also. So I'm looking forward to that. Couple sad notes, Captain, just to mention that Bart Starr passed away. Great Green Bay.
85 years of old of age.
Yes, sir. Yeah, what a great guy, too.
Remember that first Super Bowl when he went in behind was it the fullback he went in behind and scored that touchdown?
You're thinking of the Frozen Tundra game. Championship, the NFL championship back in the day before the Super Bowl when Green Bay beat Dallas to win it all.
Yeah.
And then he was the Super Bowl MVP in Super Bowl I and II, which is, you know, interesting. He was the first guy to be the Super Bowl MVP. Now he's passed. What a great guy. And then another thing, Captain, want to... you know, you have people up in Alabama that listen to your station. I know that for a fact because I'll get calls from them. The Auburn play-by-play.
Montgomery, Alabama.
Yeah, man. died in a car crash Saturday, and that was very sad.
Yeah, I remember the call. Let's see, what was it, 106-yard miracle run?
There you go.
He went nuts on that one, but everybody went nuts.
Oh, yeah, it was amazing. That was a great game, Alabama-Auburn. And it's called the kick six. Tried a 56-yard field goal, didn't make it. Guy caught it just at the back of the end zone and went coast to coast, as we call it, for the touchdown to win the game. And he did go crazy. So it's really something.
So today, and by the way, I want to mention baseball. I want to mention the Tampa Bay Rays. My God, they took 3 out of 4 from Cleveland. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, no, they're playing well again.
12 games over 500.
They can keep that pace. They're on pace to win 90, you know, two games, which is doable.
I think they won 31 right now.
Mm-hmm, that's correct.
31 and 19. And they still got one game or two, I don't know, one or the other, that was postponed because of rain.
I'd like to see them be at 12 games above 500 come All-Star break up in Cleveland, speaking of that, this year. So that'll be very interesting. Well, Captain, I know we only have a couple minutes left, so I do really want to talk more about thank you for your service. Thank you for all the...
Got nothing to do with me.
I know that, brother. But, you know, it's great that you did that. And a lot of guys, I'll see them at Mission Barbecue tomorrow. I will be there around 12:30 up at Moss Chevrolet to see you also and really give you heartfelt thanks for everything that you've done. And God bless the soldiers that passed away. This is today to remember that and appreciate the freedoms we have in this great country of ours. And, just very important that we keep that in mind today when we're... It's not about a hamburger and a hot dog today. It's about remembering people that have passed away and served our country with all...
Died in a line of duty serving America, so you and I could talk on this here radio. All right, tell us how to get a hold of you.
Yeah, and please call me at any time, 813-966-1052. That's 813-966-1052. Veterans, I can help you out with VA benefits. I can help you out with Medicare like I did with the captain. I can help you out with final expense insurance so all your affairs can be taken care of.
Yep, and there's a gap in there for TRICARE. Guys don't realize it. And, Patrick, you can tell them about that gap because it's going to widen a little bit as they change TRICARE around a little bit. There's going to be a little bit more out-of-pocket expense.
Yeah, unfortunately. You know, however you want to look at it, they're cutting back there at the VA a little bit, and there are a lot of changes going on. So I can, if you're on Medicare A and B, I can get you a plan that's not going to cost you anything.
And
you can really widen your scope of service. You can still go to the VA if you want, but it's always good to have a second opinion and use a doctor here out, you know, around the neighborhood to help you out, especially you don't have to make that drive and wait going to the VA. So
yep. Use the Veterans Choice Act, too, so you can use your own doctor. All righty. Well, we got to go, and I'll see you tomorrow.
I'll see you today, Cap. Take care.
Thanks. Hope y'all have a good day. I got him back with y'all there, okay, because he was like, you all. No, it's not you all, it's y'all. Okay, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. We're going to close it out with a couple of different things here. Don't go anywhere. Special Remembrance Memorial Day, what it's all about. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameramen were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Alrighty, and now it's time for the beach and boating forecast for all of the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and Tampa Bay. It's a really good one for today. Monday, Memorial Day. Going to be mostly sunny. There's going to be a lot of boats out on the water, so please be careful. And remember, if you're drinking and you get stopped and you get a DUI or DWI while you're on the water, it's just like driving a car. Same thing's going to happen to you. So don't be stupid out on the water in a boat. Now, winds will start out this morning out of the east. They'll turn around to the southeast. They'll be about 10 to 12 miles an hour. This afternoon we'll have a sea breeze. It won't be quite as predominant. But the seas will be 1 to 2 feet most of the day with a light chop. Gulf water temperature settled in at 85 degrees now. Bay water temperature at 84 degrees. We had our low tide at 3:39 a.m. Our high tide is coming at 11:04 a.m. And our beach and boating forecast is always brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. Now, they have an incredible story to tell. When you join the Tampa Bay Club, you'll have access to the largest franchise in the Freedom Boat Club family. Over 400 boats right here. And it's the largest fleet in the Freedom Boat Club in the United States. 23 locations, including the villages. Now, you've got 6 different types of boats, including the Cobia Center Console, Hurricane Deck Boats, and Key West Skiffs. Members also make the reservations, pack your cooler, and away they go for a day of fun. Bring the boat back, park it, hand them the keys, boom, you're done. And your membership gives you reciprocity to use at any Freedom Boat Club anywhere across the U.S. of A. So, go to Freedom Boat Club TampaBay.com right now. That's Freedom Boat Club TampaBay.com. You can save $1,000 right now. You can save $1,000. So don't forget that you can also call them at 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM. Don't forget 855-FREEDOM. All right, we're going to go before I do what I do to close the show out today. We're going to go and take one more caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Captain. It's Sean in Tampa.
Yes, sir. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, I just wanted to let you know, I listened last year, I believe, on Memorial Day, because I remember you talking about the same things.
Yep.
And I wanted to thank you for putting on such a good 4 hours to respect the people who served our country and passed away in the line of duty.
Thank you. That's what it's all about, my friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do a real good job, and I'm really appreciative, and I know that there's many others that feel the same way. So have a good day, and we love you, Captain.
Thank you very much, and I appreciate that, Sean. And again, folks, you know, what we do here when it comes time for patriotic holidays involving either the country in general or when it comes to the people that we deal with on a daily basis, your first responders, you know I'm going to be there because I've been both. I've been blessed to be both. I've been blessed to be able to survive what I've been through. My story is one that many of the listeners know, and I don't need to repeat it again. But on Memorial Day, we remember those that gave all, that gave up their lives so that we could be free and safe. And that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. And again, part of what we do here is because of the fact that we love America, and we know that you love America. We are freedom-loving individuals that love this country, some of us more than life itself, and that's why we're willing to go out there and give it our all, if you will. So there you go. Now, let's not forget that I'm going to be signing the show off today with a very special song. Some of you heard it Friday or Saturday, but we're going to do it right now. So here we go again. This is one of the most probably famous and appropriate songs for Memorial Day.
I'm just trying to be a father, raise a daughter and a son, be a lover to their mother, everything to everyone. Up and at 'em bright and early, I'm all business in my suit. Yeah, I'm dressed up for success, from my head down to my boots. I don't do it for the money, there's bills that I can't pay. I don't do it for the glory, I just do it anyway. Providing for our futures, my responsibility. Yeah, I'm real good under pressure, being all that I can be. I can't call in sick on Monday when the weekend's been too strong. I just work straight through the holidays, sometimes all night long. You can bet that I stand ready when the wolf growls at the door. Hey, I'm solid, hey, I'm steady, hey, I'm true down to the core. And I will always do my duty, no matter what the price. I've counted up the cost, I know the sacrifice. Oh, and I don't want to die for you, but if dying's asking me, I'll bear that cross with honor, cause freedom don't come free. I'm an American soldier, and I'm
Memorial Day is a day of ceremonies and speeches. Throughout America today, we honor the dead of our wars. We recall their valor and their sacrifices. We remember they gave their lives so that others might live. Spoke at a ceremony at Gettysburg in 1863, President Lincoln reminded us that through their deeds, the dead had spoken more eloquently for themselves than any of the living ever could, and that we're living could only honor them by rededicating ourselves to the cause for which they so willingly gave a last full measure of devotion.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine. Great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.